You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Dave Ansell, Ginny Smith, Laura Howes and Dominic Ford. We're within 10 minutes of the end of the programme, so now is your chance. If you are burning to ask something scientific, email chris@thenakedscientist.com, tweet @nakedscientists, or you can find us on our Facebook page. In a second, Dave is primed with his bottle of water to do this experiment. He's been saying to you, how do I empty all of the water out of this plastic bottle of squash, as it was, without actually having to break it, squeeze it, or cheat in any other way? What's the fastest way to get the water out? We'll find out in just a second. First, let's talk to Connor, who has a question. He's in Tillingham. Hello, Connor.
Oh, hello. Oh, yes, my question is, one night when my wife and I were getting ready to go to bed and we turned off the light, I closed my eyes and suddenly I saw an image. Well, I think actually it must have been an old-fashioned bakery because the wall was floor-to-ceiling with cast-iron ovens. It gave me a bit of a shock and I opened my eyes and I told my wife and she said, can you see anything else? So I closed my eyes again. The wall with the ovens were back. I turned my head to the left and I could see another wall with other cooking instruments. I opened my eyes and I told my wife and everything. I got a bit concerned actually because it took about an hour eventually before I could close my eyes and just go to sleep. My question is this anything to do with my memory?
You didn't see any winning lottery numbers coming up by any chance, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. Just thought I'd ask, just in case. Well, this is actually a sort of hallucination, which is caused by often putting people into the dark. And Ginny can probably comment on this in a second, but there are these things which are called float chambers, and you put people in these experiences on purpose sometimes to do research studies. You effectively put someone in a very quiet, very calm, dark environment. It's a sensory deprivation experience. And this has the effect of triggering all kinds of strange hallucinations. They do it with medical students sometimes in psychology studies, and people will say, I can hear voices, I'm convinced a telephone is ringing, I'm seeing things. And it's probably because, in the same way as we were discussing earlier, when you have tinnitus, this is the hearing part of the brain failing to get a signal from the ear's cochlea. So it turns up or amplifies the signal a bit, and up comes the noise, the hiss, which is what you end up hearing as tinnitus. It seems like when you deprive the visual system of inputs and other parts of the brain, they start to invent signals or increase the amplitude of signals that are already there at low level, and it makes them manifest a very real experience. Would you go along with that, Ginny?
Yeah, I think that sounds right. I mean, our brains are quite incredible things and we don't fully understand them yet. But one of the things we think is that we actually store more memories than we know we do. And actually, when we forget things, it's not that the information isn't there anymore. It's often just that we are unable to access it. So it may be that this was a memory that you don't even know that you have, but that's there. And because it was dark and it was quiet, it came back to you.
Exactly. And so it was sort of playing out in the visual system just because that part of the brain is already sort of seeing that experience.
I guess the other effect is certainly I get sometimes as I go to sleep, I start seeing sort of random images. And if you're kind of getting to bed and turn the lights out, that might be something related to sort of starting to dream while still being awake.
That's certainly true. It could be sort of that weird phase between being awake and being asleep. And you do have rather strange experiences. They're called hypnagogic experiences, aren't they?
Yeah, there are even some people who can have lucid dreams where you can sort of control your dreaming and it's almost like you're awake, but you're dreaming, but you're asleep. And we don't fully understand how they do it, but it could be something along those lines.
There you go, Connor. Those are our speculations. I hope they put your mind at rest. I think you're completely normal, though. It seems like all of us lot in this room, everyone's nodding their heads, has had a similar sort of experience.